What's up? This is David.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
I'm blessed and highly favored. I recently just went on a date with this young lady, and we had a great time, I thought. But we met online and stuff and started dating for a while. Now I'm not getting any responses from her, and it's bothering me, you know.
That was y'all first date, the only date?
Yeah, that was our first and only date.
Wow.
Where'd you go?
We went to Houston.
You took her to Houston?
You must spent you some money, honey.
Oh, she fly
she
back with you?
She deserved it.
And don't do that. You know he's talking about the restaurant.
Oh, Oh.
You so wretched. Okay.
You know, we protested in Houston. You ain't saw T.I. them?
I didn't know.
Wow. You knew, David, but it's okay. I love the tomato bits too, honey. So listen, I have a question for you. When you guys were like sitting down and talking, did she seem like she was into you or what? How was the conversations like?
Everything was cool. I just noticed like her eyes was all over the place after we sat down in Houston.
Oh, man. Okay, so listen, this is what we're going to do. We're going to call her, David, and figure out what's going on, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Okay, we love you too. What's her name?
Kenya.
Okay, we're going to get Kenya on the phone for you. You got to stay quiet, though, no matter what she says. Until we bring you in, you can't say nothing, okay?
Yes, I got you.
Okay, cool beans. All right. So if the girl is looking all around, he probably had a booger, probably ain't brushed his teeth.
I think he got something to do with that. He started protest, and I think she's looking around like, we know we're not supposed to be here.
We the only black people.
Nobody see me. Down with the folks.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Can I speak with a woman named Kenya?
This is Kenya. Who is this?
This is the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. Good morning, Kenya.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Just, you know, kind of confused. But did I win something?
You did. Actually, we be joining people with their biological fathers, and we have your father here in the studio this morning.
Shut up, Kenya. Please don't listen to him. This is our resident comedian. His name is Shawty. Shawty, my name is Mo Quick, and we got Young Jock on the line with you. We have a couple of questions if you have some time.
Okay. What's up?
So, unfortunately, no, you didn't win anything, but someone is looking for you. They say that you've been on a date recently, but you're not answering their phone calls when they call you. Do you know a guy named David?
Yeah, I know David.
So, why are you blocking him, Kenya?
Well, David is a nice guy, don't get me wrong. He really is. He took me to Houston. That was our first date. We met online. But when we got to Houston, you know, they asked him to take his hat off. And he was making a big fuss about taking his hat off. And I didn't understand why. He even asked me if I wanted to go somewhere else. But I'm like, no, we at Houston. I want to stay. So he finally ended up taking his hat off. And when he took his hat off, his hairline was, like, so far back. It was so messed up. Like, I couldn't even look past it. I was like, no. That was a wrap. I couldn't even think about the date anymore. Well, like,
Kenya, how old is he?
On his Tinder profile, I would say he was 26, but from that hairline, he looked like he's about 40.
Ain't no wrong with 40.
Kenya, that's really mean. Okay, so listen, I have a question for you. Besides the man's hairline, I mean, you just said he was a nice guy. You said he was really nice. There's no way that you could have just answered his phone call. I mean, he sounds like he was really into you.
I mean, the date was nice and everything, but I'm just being honest with myself. Like, I'm not gonna be able to look past that hairline. Like, y'all, it was so messed up. I can't even really explain, but it was so.
Okay, calm down, girl, because unfortunately the man is listening on the phone and I don't know how he feels right now. David, how you doing?
That's how I feel. Ouch.
Oh.
Huh?
Ouch. You feel ouch, David?
Ouch. I mean, she hurt my feelings with what I just heard.
Oh, man. Okay, so talk to me. Has this ever happened to you before? Obviously, your head is the same head you grew up with.
A lot has changed since then, you know. I'm dealing with this little thing, you know, called a hairline. It's not there. My car ain't got no roof. So I wear hats a lot. Even when I'm having sex, I wear hats.
You do not. Like, do you plies. Seriously?
No, that's how plies do. Yeah. Plies hairline going to.
So wait a minute. How come you just never thought to just cut the hair? Just cut it on off?
The hair won't just cut all the way. It's like you can see the hair print, but where I'm bald at, it's shiny.
Kenya, obviously the man already knew his head was messed up. Did you maybe think to just be a little nicer about it?
Yeah, see, that's why I stayed, you know, at the restaurant. That's why I didn't leave, you know, because it's just kind of like I didn't want to be rude and just get up and leave. But, yeah, I didn't want to be mean and just tell him his hairline was, you know, messed up. So I just kind of cut it off.
David, now obviously you already said you even wear the hat during sex. So you telling me you called us up here knowing Houston's forced you to take it off and you never thought to yourself, it's obviously my hairline.
I don't even know how to feel right now. I would like a second date with her, though.
Poor baby.
If he could promise to keep his hat on and goes to where they allow hats, would you reconsider?
Kenya?
I don't want to be made out to be a mean person, but, I mean, we can be friends, so we can go out as friends, but I don't think it'll ever be anything more than friends. But
just because of hairline, Kenya, you ain't never, your toes ain't ugly, your nose not a little off, your fingers is all straight.
Yep, and then
everything on you is perfect, Kenya.
I'm not perfect by any means, but it's just, I don't know. I just can't get the hairline because that's, I don't know. And then he says he wears it during sex. I'm not about to be having sex with you with that hat on. I know.
Okay, Kenya girl. I'm sorry. I tried, David. She ain't going for it. Oh, man. Okay, well, I apologize. It didn't work out for you, David. Atlanta Gorgeous, call us up right now. Tell us what you think. Unfortunately, they will not be receiving a $50 gift card from 1-800-INJURED, but we do appreciate you guys for calling us. And Kenya, thank you for talking to us.